Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Tiffany, and with me I have Emma and Linda. Welcome to Naps to the Apocalypse, where we talk about the joys of being unconscious.
Later, we have two lovely writers coming in from the Word Wrestlers, a little summer camp we have, to do an interview about the stories they have been working on. But first, here is 9 in the Afternoon by Panic of the Disco.
Welcome back to Naps for the Apocalypse with Tiffany, Emma, and Linda, where we discuss the joys of being unconscious. We have two creative writers and maybe future authors here with us today.
So yeah, let's get started. Hi, we're here with the Word Wrestlers, and we are going to do an interview.
So you want to go around and just say your name?
What's your name, buddy?
My name is Ewan Alexander Taylor.
Nice.
How old are you?
10.
You're 10? How are you?
My name is Samson Wilton Geary, and I am 7.
You're 7.
Wow, nice.
So why, you guys are in a camp called the Word Wrestlers, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
So what made you want to be in this camp?
Well, I've already written a novel. I haven't got it published, but I have a novel. It's about an underwater temple.
Wow. That's fun. What happens, like, at the underwater temple and stuff?
Well, there's a bunch of tests and they have to do to get out. and in the end, only one of them makes it.
Nice. So it's like, it's kind of like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
That's fun. So you came into, you decided to join the camp because you really like writing.
Yes.
And what about you, Sam?
Well, my dad works here, and he's one of the people who runs Word Wrestlers. He was one of the kind of like the counselors. So since my mom would have to go to work, we're going to this camp. Me and my brother are, and I also like to draw pictures a lot, so, and write, so that's why I...
So both of you are in this camp because you like writing.
Yeah, and because my dad...
And because your dad works. So, do you have, like, a favorite story or, like, a favorite book you want to talk about?
Really, I like Harry Potter.
You love Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. I think we all...
I've read all the books.
Yeah.
Have you read the new book?
No, I stopped at Dumbledore.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's
what about
good
you?
Idea.
Do you have a favorite book?
Or
story?
I like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
That's a good
Those are really good stories.
I've read both of them.
But what made you want to write a book?
Yeah, like, why do you guys like writing? You guys like writing, right?
Yeah.
So why? What's it about writing that interests you?
Well, it's almost as good as reading. I guess that's all I can say.
How about you, Sam?
Well, I like writing and illustrating, mm-hmm. kind of like an illustrator and an author.
Yeah, what about you? Or do you have something
author,
else in mind?
Or maybe inventor.
So like, that's really cool. I heard you guys wrote stories, right?
Yes.
Do you maybe want to, one of you, like,
I, do you guys want to tell us about
maybe,
it?
Like, I don't have a story in here, but I do have my bio.
Sure.
Yeah. How about you go first? Do you want to just, like, briefly tell us about...
I have a teaser.
You have a teaser?
Sure. Yeah, tell us all about it.
Like, dramatic music and...
Zachary J. William is the most normal kid in the world, lives in a normal house on a normal street in a normal city, and goes to a normal school. No one in the world could be more normal, except for one fact. His brother's a ghost, and he doesn't know it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting. That is definitely a good hook.
My bio. Hi, my name is Samson. I live on Grand Boulevard. I live with my brother Tahi, my mom Deborah, and my dad David. I broke my arm last year and I never realized it for 2 days. The day the doctor said that I was fine, my brother broke his pinky. My favorite animal is a wolf. I was born in New Zealand. I've been to Gambier Island twice and I've watched the Lego movie twice.
It's an interesting bio. You've done a lot.
Do you want to like tell us like a summary of what you have in mind for the rest of your book?
Well, Zachary J. Williams is a normal kid who has a sister, a brother that he doesn't know about, a mother, and a dad that he hardly sees. His dad's an inventor, and when his friends came over, they went upstairs to play Minecraft, and one of his father's inventions activated.
Oh no.
And they got stuck inside Minecraft.
So like, where did you get this idea from?
Inside of Minecraft, he finds his brother, who died.
Oh.
And his, the only way for him to get out would have been would kill this ghost. And it turns out the ghost is his brother after he kills him.
So it's like a thriller kind of?
Yeah.
So Sam, do you want to tell us about a story that you wrote?
It's like, what? I wake up, I go to school, and when I come back from school, Lucian and Robert walk home with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm older in this nightmare. I'm like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realize these green humans behind us with ripped up clothes.
Oh no.
So we start running. all we have is our bags and ourselves. So we start running and keep on running, and then we get into our cars and drive and keep on driving, but the zombies attack a car and turn everything into a zombie.
Oh, goodness.
So they start chasing us in a zombie car.
Whoa.
That sounds very interesting. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good story. I'm glad you wrote it down.
So do you maybe want to... read your story, like what you have so far?
Well, I don't have much.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's like a preview, and when you're done, yeah, people will want to know what happens.
Yeah, they'll be hooked, you know?
Zach's mother was calling him down for dinner. Zach! Coming, Mom, replied Zach. He took one last look at his PC, then ran down the stairs. At the dinner table, he was surprised to see his two best friends, Steve and Dan. Hey, Zach is back in for the attack. Zach attack is what my friends call me when I... And I hate it. Hey, is that pizza I smell? He asked his mom. Yes, honey. I have to go now, but I couldn't leave you alone. By yourself. Bye now. Have fun, you three. Then she left. Let's go play Minecraft, suggested Dan. Last one up has to use the laptop. And off they went. I won, and Steve lost, just like always. So Steve went over to the cupboard and took out my dad's ancient laptop and powered it on. I turned on my PC and Dan turned on the other PC. Once Minecraft booted up and we started to play, my world is the one we were all playing in. We were in the mine of hate and love, mining some coal. None of us heard my dad's digitizer, his latest invention, and I heard a scream. I realized it was my own. Pain erupted through my body, and I was gone.
Da-na-na-na. Wow, really gone. Dramatic.
So, thank you for letting us interview.
Okay, so that was The Word Wrestlers, a little interview by them, and we're going to get on to the next song by Echo Friendly called Same Mistakes.
I have been diagnosed with ALS.
It's not going to crush.
I make the same mistakes. Feels like I never learn. Always give way too much for little in return. I haven't changed a bit. I'm still not over it. I make the same mistakes. I make the same mistakes. I never will. My friends are.
That was Echo Friendly with their song Same Mistakes.
It was so slow. It kind of made me like want to sleep.
You like always want to sleep. You're like sleeping at lunch, like on the couch over there.
I literally had a nap on the couch over there and everyone was like freaking out about the show.
Up next,
but like napping is one of our favorite topics here.
Actually, we do talk about naps a lot.
Naps for the apocalypse. So like
being unconscious.
No, Emma actually did a research, which is really funny, about like interesting things about napping, right?
Yeah, I did actually.
Tell us.
Did you know that tiredness peaks at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m.?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so
did
like,
you know that?
So that like that explains why like after lunch you feel so tired.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's like scientific everything. Also, another thing, man is the only mammal that willingly like delays sleep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we're like the
It makes sense.
Yeah, because like we have like all the responsibility of being human.
No, we have like we stay up, and it makes sense because if you aren't human, you don't have to stay up.
Yeah, like, yeah, true. Also, another fact about sleeping. If you drink coffee and then take a 20-minute nap, you'll feel extra energized because the coffee doesn't kick in for 20 minutes.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't
know. That doesn't make sense.
But I don't know.
So what happens to people when they're, like, unconscious?
I feel like sleeping and being unconscious is actually quite a weird thing. Like, you buy, like, special sleeping clothing and, like, special, like, sleeping board and then, like, special sleeping everything. And you're just unconscious and then, like, hallucinate.
Tell me about, like, the weirdest dream that you've ever had.
I feel like I don't have dreams that often. I don't really have a weird dream. I have a scary that I think is like the scariest dream kind of thing.
Do you ever like fall backwards when you dream?
Actually, that is actually a sign to like make you wake up easier. If you're in a dream and you fall backwards, it'll like help you wake up.
Is that really?
Yeah. But then also a thing that can happen if you do that is you'll like have false awakening kind of thing, and then it'll seem like you're awake but you're still dreaming.
I hate that.
I know, right?
That is so creepy.
It happened to me before and it was just like the creepiest thing.
Okay, up next we're gonna talk about zombie facts, because I did my homework and I did a little bit research about zombies. But first we're gonna listen to a song. It's called The Girl and the Dream. No, it's called Monster by The Girl and the Dreamcatcher.
Little slip up. That was Echo Friendly with their song, Same...
No, it wasn't.
No, it was not. That was the Girl in the Dreamcatcher, by the Girl in the Dreamcatcher.
The song was called Monster. It's okay.
Had a lot of trouble with that one, tripping over my words there and getting the song completely wrong. But no one needs to know that. So, Tiffany, I saw you yesterday on my iPad, to add a little fact there, looking up zombie facts.
I was.
So could I ask why and a few
just
facts?
I was curious and I didn't want to use mine.
Okay. So any facts you think are interesting that you want to share with the group here?
Well, actually, zombies are apparently what I found out was there's only two ways that you can become a zombie, and the first one is you have to be cursed and then you die, and then apparently when a cursed person dies you return as a zombie, or that person gets a virus or is exposed to radiation. And apparently the only way you can kill a zombie is to cut its head off. And that's what I found.
But there's so many movies and TV shows and lores about zombies. How do you know that this is exactly it?
Exactly the way to kill a zombie?
Yeah, because there's so many different ways. There's shoot it, cut off its head,
No,
burn
but
it.
You shoot it and then it still chases you.
That's true. So let's say I did want to become a zombie. All right. How could I get cursed?
You do some hoodoo
witchcraft.
Yeah.
Craft.
Yeah, and then there's actually a law in Haiti and apparently it's a crime to turn someone into a zombie.
Yeah, but
that's an actual law in Haiti.
When would that ever happen though? When would you ever need that law?
No, because apparently there was this guy in Africa and and he was, apparently he was oh, I was a zombie.
Huh.
And then they're no more zombies.
Well, would you consider a mummy a zombie?
No, because, they're both, dead, but mummies are, they're usually, preserved. But, zombies are just have all their parts hanging out.
And then do you think zombies would... Why do you think zombies eat brains? Why not, any other part of the body?
I actually found something about that, because zombies, they don't regenerate or heal like humans do. So, basically, when they get hurt and when, any damage is, permanent. So, there was a theory that zombies prefer the taste of human brains is because it's fresh and they need fresh DNA to help them, heal their wounds.
Huh.
It's an actual fact.
Actual fact, you
it's
know,
a
completely
fact.
Real. So we're actually going to go into
our
pretty much last song.
By The Chemical Romance. It's called Blood.
Yeah, by My Chemical Romance.
Oh, sorry, it's My Chemical Romance.
No offense taken. Let's go.
Encourage your complete cooperation. Send you roses when they think you need a smile. I can't control myself because I don't know how. When they love me for it, honestly, I'll be here for a while. So give them blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. Give them all that they can drink and it will never be enough. So give them blood, blood, blood. Grab a glass because there's going to be a flood. A celebrated man amongst the gurneys. They can fix me proper with a bit of luck. The doctors and the nurses, they adore me so. But it's really quite alarming, 'cause I'm such an awful fuck. I gave you blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood. records that you love.
You say it.
Oh, okay.
So that concludes Naps for the Apocalypse.
Next up, we have the Green Nerds with Shan Shan and Emmy.
So, yeah.